Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight, drum roll please, and later on I'm going to get y'all some special effects. We are introducing to you Mind Your Business Weekly, all about business, the business of filmmaking. I'm so excited. Y'all have to pardon me tonight. I'm a little exhausted, a little expanded. I had some negative energy come my way earlier today, but we still going to work it out because y'all my peeps, y'all my students, and y'all are my heart. So I'm definitely going to get this out there for you. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. We are always here at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on Blog Talk Radio and now on Spotify and YouTube. But Mind Your Business Weekly has so much in store for you, as well as anyone especially ready to start a business. Now, if you don't know anything about filmmaking, let me tell you about a little area, well, a lot of areas that you may not know anything specific about. In the business of filmmaking, there's a writer, a director, a producer, a director of photography, an editor, a casting director, a production designer, a costume designer, sound designer, first aid, production manager, line producer, key grip, best boy, gaffer, and my favorite, hair and makeup, okay? And a lot more after that, okay? There's so much that goes behind making a film. It is a beast. That's why Cleopatra Memphis Studios and the CMS Network has made this accessible to you at no charge. If you want to get education on how to start your entertainment business, you can today. We have classes coming up for hair and makeup. We have classes coming up for graphic design. We have classes coming up for special effects makeup, ZBrush. I could go on and on. We need all of you to make this thing work. And our minority communities and our Black communities, please jump on board so we can make this thing happen. Now, what you don't know is the Academy. That's right, the Oscars. The Academy has just made some provisions, and this, y'all, is super deep, okay? This change, let me just read this for you. We've announced new representation and inclusion standards for Best Picture eligibility, beginning with the 96th Oscars, okay? Now, inclusion and representation for the Academy, and you have to have 2 out of 4 of these in order to be eligible. That means it has to be inclusion and representation standards. It has to be on-screen representation themes and narratives. That's number one. Creative leadership and project team, number two. Industry access and opportunity, number three. And audience development, number four. Now, these are the things that have not been readily accessible to people of color, especially the African-American community. But since our amazing Ryan Coogler and Chadwick Boseman, Lupita Nyong'o, and all these wonderful people put together these amazing movies, and one in particular that I'm talking about is the Black Panther and how we came across to the entire world, not just the United States, because it's long gone saying that we don't have a crossover appeal, so to speak. So now it has been put in place by 2024 for us to have inclusion. And that means opportunities for you. But let me give you a little history about me. I have been in the beauty business since 2001. I started my business 2013 and in 2015. 2013, we started Cleopatra Memphis, which is hair and makeup, a makeup studio for film and television. And then later on, December of 2015, the first business was started October 31st, Halloween. Hello, y'all. So we going in this Halloween, just letting y'all know there for 2020. But anyway, the second business, which is Cleopatra Memphis Studios, our production company, was started December of 2015. And long gone is my awesome, amazing friend and was also the SBA financial director, Sean Bullock. He helped me push this through. I have pictures and I'm saying thank you to him in heaven for helping me through. He's the first one saying you need a production company. So I'm so thankful for the Small Business Administration Center to help me get this started and to meet him to bless my life. So that's why I'm here for y'all. So my personal experience is 7 years as a CEO this October 31st. And we are going into some big things. We are franchising the business now. So I'm happy to be saying we are working with our lawyers and we also have a buyer. So I am losing my mind, y'all. We're going to make this accessible to you all. It's about time. Also, during that 10-year mark, it's going to be all about legacy. But right now we're in a 7-year itch. So we're going to make our thing do what it do. But when you get down to it, you have to really focus on business in the right way. Business is all about purposeful planning. If you don't plan, you can't expect to land anywhere. It's not going to happen. A lot of people say, I want this, I want that, and they haven't even planned for the year of sales. They haven't planned for their taxes. They haven't planned for inventory. They had nothing. Before I started my business, I was on it 7 years prior. And my father is also a business owner. So I had a lot of influence in my life. My grandmother was a business owner. A lot of my people were business owners. So it was all around me, whether I knew it or not. And so it was amazing to be a part of that culture, to see how that works. But I really didn't understand it until I was like a lot older and when I started my own. So that was appreciative to me. So I really appreciate being able to share that knowledge with others, because right now, one of the companies that I have helped get started is in the LA Film Festivals now. They are doing their thing. We're going to mention all their names later. I want you to check out this upcoming summer issue, the last of the summer issue magazine that's coming up. We've been showing previews of that on the Facebook page. But it's not complete, and when we complete everything, get all that good stuff in there for the whole recap of the summer, you're going to have it, and up will be next is fall. But the things I've done to prepare and the people I've gotten to know have been amazing. Some of the books I've read is How to Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months by Melinda Emerson. She also owns a production company, and she's helped so many Fortune 500 companies. And also, you all, with this new Mind Your Business weekly, we have her personally signed books that she gave to Cleopatra Memphis. Hello, y'all are ready and you can get these books. Sign up for your classes and you can get these books. Okay, that is on me. Other books I've read are Powernomics, a Black History reader, Black Labor, a White Wealth and for the Minority Communities, by Dr. Claude Anderson. These are major things when it comes to the Black community and helping us to grow and have economic empowerment. But I could go on and on. But online courses you all I've taken is from Harvard University, their business classes, the Fashion Institute of Technology, Founder Magazine, Masterclass. I could go on and on. I've also had assistance from the SBA and SCORE. And so our interviews and our articles, previously published articles with them, have been where you can see it since 2000, I believe, 14, 15. And it talks about how I got support and how I had male support from my great mentor, the late, great Sean Bullock, from the Small Business Administration in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I first started my business. And now I'm in here in LA. We first opened up in Beverly Hills, and now I'm here. And our soon coming to view will be New York. Those are all corporate-owned entities owned by Cleopatra Memphis Studios. So you can do it too. There is just the mindset to want to start. But you can't depend on anyone else. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because if you think you're going to depend on anyone else to do the work for you, you're going to be sorely mistaken. Because by the 6 months, if you last that long, you won't have anything to show for it. You won't be making a thing. Even if you are in the red, as they say, you won't have made a thing because you're depending on someone else. Unless you hire that person, they're not going to help you. I have had a business that I helped that wanted things for free and thought I was going to run their business for free, but they learned. That doesn't happen. You have to hire employees. You have to pay to be the boss. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. And Lord knows I have done that. It's my 7 years, Lord, and I am so happy to be able to give you this knowledge because I want you to take in mind one thing, people. Always master your craft because if you don't, you won't have any avenues to get to anything else. Had I not mastered being a cosmetologist, I wouldn't have been able to start to work in film and television. It wouldn't have happened. Have I not mastered being a makeup artist, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Working for brands such as Christian Dior, MAC, and then some has blessed me with the skill to do what I need to do and helped me to be able to even run my own business because I saw how it was run productively. You have to work for somebody you want to be like. If you haven't done that, then I don't know what to say. You're going to have to really go through or just take business classes to understand what you need to do in order to make it work. Once you get the formula, there's no way to stop it. Even if you have to wait 10 years to make a good bit of money to release yourself from any 9-to-5 that is funding your business, is well worth it, y'all. It's well worth it. It's nothing like independence because when you go and apply for an apartment, hey, who you're going to say if you're not working is you. It's what you do and what you own because you have mastered your craft. That's all it is. Master your craft, people. Because if you haven't, I don't know what kind of avenues you're going to have. But either way, we're going to help you to do so here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And I want to thank some of the people at the Los Angeles Film School for getting me into the world of being a director and filmmaker. I have some amazing teachers there that has helped me to grow this thing so I can not only move from the hair and makeup part department, I can move all the way to the top to director, writer, and producer. And that's what you hear, and that's what we're here doing now. Even though COVID is here, we are working on documentaries as we speak. If I got to work with the skeleton crew to get y'all what you need for edutainment, that's what you're going to have. And I'm so proud to be able to do so. So for our Mind Your Business Weekly, I want you to always stay tuned because we got more facts, more questions to ask. Funding with how to get things started with your taxes and then some. So I want you to stay tuned. And in the meantime, in between time, till next time, I want you to always be great.